Butterbeans. I love butterbeans. What are those beans that you eat pod and all? String beans. Or green beans. Snap beans. Do all of those mean the same thing? Yes. When you take the tops of the turnips and cook them, you would say you made a mess of turnip greens. Do you ever use any other kind of greens other than turnip tops?
You can use mustard. You could use the tops of radishes.
Do you ever cook any of those?
No.
And what is the green stuff you put in salads?
Lettuce.
If you had two bunches of lettuce, you might say you have got two
heads of lettuce.
If you have two boys and three girls, you have
five children.
Do you ever speak of them as having so many heads of children?
No.
Have you ever heard anyone say that?
No, that sounds like cows.
Well,
I've heard of heads of cows.
If you had a lot of them, if you had, say, seven boys and seven girls, you might say, ooh, he's got a...
I'd say he's got a crowd of children, but...
Have you ever heard anyone use this name, this word?
No, if I was just calling anything a passel, it'd be chickens or ducks.
But not children.
Not children. I've never heard of anybody having a passel of children. I've heard them having a passel of chickens or ducks or something like that.
What would they mean? If they had a passel,
they'd have a lot of crowd.
What do you call the outside of the ear of corn?
Shuck.
Is there any other word for it?
You might call it a husk.
Oh, I meant to ask you the other day if you make any difference between the two layers of covering on a walnut. Is there any difference?
Well, I don't know. The outside is a kind of a skin-like, and then it has this inside. It's kind of mushy. I don't know what you call that.
How about a chestnut?
Well, a chestnut has a burr.
On the outside.
Yeah.
Right. What is the kind of corn that you cook on the cob?
It's, what kind of corn? Mm-hmm.
What would you call that? If you were going to cook it on the cob as opposed to cutting it off.
Oh, I'd call it boiled on the cob.
What would you call the corn itself? Would you have any special term for it? Maybe I think I'm going to go pick some
roasting ears.
Do you ever use the expression mutton corn? Have you ever heard it?
No, I haven't.
Are there any other names for corn that's young and tender enough to cook on the cob other than roasting ears? That's always
roasting ears.
You know, up north they call it sweet corn.
Well, sweet corn is different from just regular corn.
What do you think of when you think of sweet corn?
I think of this little early corn that comes in real early, and not the old field kind that comes in later. It's a difference.
Well, you could cook the sweet corn.
Yes, you could, but...
Can you cook field corn on the cob?
Yes. Cook field corn on the cob, too, and it's much better.
Well, how do you know which one you're going to cook on the cob? It's not the variety, then. It's the time and development of the ear, right?
Yes, you could cook either one on the cob.